Lots of questions about what happened, where we are in the investigation from the set of Alec Baldwin's Rust in New Mexico, where that tragedy occurred. Helena Hutchins was shot in the chest and killed. Baldwin was drawing a revolver across his body, we've learned, and pointing it at a camera. It was during rehearsal on the set of Rust when he shot toward the camera. She was next to the camera. She was shot. The other individual who was shot, David Halls. Sorry, I got his name wrong. Help me with it, Pete. There was another individual on the set who was also shot. He was standing behind her, behind Helena Hutchins. They were not rolling at the time of the shooting. It happened at 1:50 in the afternoon. Earlier in the day, the crew had walked off the set over safety concerns. That's what we've just learned from some court filings. There's a lot more to learn, of course, and the police are continuing to investigate there in New Mexico. Chris Whatley is joining us. He's a weapons expert, the founder and owner of Lanyap Productions, and joins us here because I know you've worked on many movie sets and productions and done this kind of work before. A lot of people have questions about what might have gone wrong there, Chris. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome, man. How are you?
You know, okay, I think it's, we'll have to see what they decide. The other director's name is Joel Souza, by the way. Helena Hutchins is the one who was killed. Joel Souza was shot in the shoulder, and he survived. A lot of people asking questions about this, about why you would shoot in the direction of a person. As we're coming up on the text line, people have questions about why that would happen. Isn't it standard procedure you shoot away? Not that we're going to put everything on Alec Baldwin in this situation, but just tell us what should happen on a set in a situation like this.
Well, Anna, number one, in my opinion, in my professional opinion, the biggest mistake, live ammunition, meaning a bullet capable of a projectile, never should have been within 10 miles of that set. That is absolutely forbidden. I don't understand why it happened or why it was allowed. What I understand now is that the armorer on the set and some of the other individuals between shooting as in filming, that if they had a lot of downtime, they actually were going off in the desert around the set and loading the same weapons that they were using to film with live rounds and target shooting. That is the most preposterous thing I have ever heard. It's unnecessary, and why? And it's an invitation for disaster, as obviously this tragedy proves. So I think that's the number one thing. The fact that the armorer was inexperienced, and apparently when they weren't target shooting, at some point they obviously did not unload all the weapons. Hmm. And it's my assumption that's how a live round ended up in the gun that Alec Baldwin was given.
So on a typical movie set, production set, would there ever be a reason to have real bullets anywhere near your prop guns and the guns you're going to be used for filming?
No, not in my experience, no. And I can't even imagine, absolutely not.
So in this case, they were using them for target practice after hours and not part of the movie set, but they were using the same guns? Is that what I'm understanding from what you said?
That is my understanding from the information, the court documents that I've read, that say they were, and I think that's probably why some of the people, that might be one of the reasons they walked off, is because they saw that as a ridiculous charade that they would be out there using those weapons and basically having target practice when those same weapons, you're just inviting opportunity for disaster if you do that. I've never seen it done. I have, and I produce live shows. I produce major I not only do I do film, but I also do major stunt shows, live shows, all cowboy themed. I've done over 15,000 in the last 43 years I've been doing this, and never have we allowed live ammunition to be anywhere close to what we're doing. It's just not acceptable.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's the routine, the typical routine, because you don't hear of these kinds of things happen that frequently. We don't hear of them that often at all. Bruce Lee's son, I know, was tragically involved in one, and they happen in minor movie sets and other places. I think you've had some experience with some of them happening before. Certainly not of productions of this level. Would you say that that's true?
Oh, absolutely. What a lot of people don't realize, there are reenactment groups all over the country. And just to give you a quick rundown, in 2011, a group of reenactors in Hill City, South Dakota, they did target shooting and carried their guns, under the seat of their car, and they were doing a festival, and one of the men forgot to unload his gun, and he shot three people in the audience. Fortunately, he did not kill anybody. In 2006, at an amusement park in New Jersey called Wild West City, one of the actors shot a fellow actor in the forehead with a .22 caliber. Did not kill him, but he's a paraplegic. In 2016, Cody, Wyoming, again, they were doing street gunfights beside the Irma Hotel. The Cody gunfighter shot three spectators in the audience. Fortunately, did not kill anybody, but wounded three people. And it happened at an amusement park in 2017 in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And one of the men in the gunfight show shot his lead foreman in the leg with a rifle.
Yeah.
And that type of carelessness, it always involves the fact that the people performing the shows use those same guns and go to the gun range and go shoot. Anna, this may sound crazy. I own over 100 1873 single action Colt revolvers. Those are like the ones that are being used or were being used on the set of Rust. I do not own one live round of ammunition.
That's probably the best way around it. Chris, you've helped us understand it. I'm out of time, but it is such a tragic situation that has happened. I know that they'll figure it out, and then moving forward, maybe there'll be new safety precautions. It's just...
I hope so.
Yeah. Thank you for the time today, Chris. I appreciate it.
Anna, nice meeting you.
Nice talking with
you,
too. Chris Whatley is a weapons expert, Lanyip Productions. He's the founder and owner of that company.